Do you guys do the spy game at all with quarterbacks? It seems like, I think James tried that, did that a little bit against Iowa State. I might be wrong, though.
Yeah, we have before in the past. Mm-hmm. Who knows if we'll do it against Coulter or not. You know, it just depends on how, on what we feel. So,
when you have a, when you face a team with two quarterbacks who have two distinct talents, I mean, Simeon is a passer and Coulter is a runner. Who can pass? Does that, how does that change? I mean, how does that, how much more study and how much more work does that give you guys?
You know, it, like I said, it's an extra element added to the game and just another thing we got to be conscious of. You know, because I know they put Coulter in the slot and he can, you know, play wide receiver too. So they're gifted with athletes. So it's just, like I said, another element we got to be conscious of.
So talking about Nolan McMillan, you know, what are some of the things that you know you see from him in practice? Like, if you guys ever get matched up, what are some of the things that he does well on the field?
Nolan's a guy who's a very hard worker, big, strong Canadian is probably the best way to put him. Nolan's a great guy. I love him. We used to be roommates together, but he's just a great guy, great hard worker, and I think he's got his turn now. Get back in the starting lineup, and he's going to do good things.
Okay, and I guess a couple years ago, you know, he was on the starting line. He was kind of the next big thing, and then he has this long line of injuries that kind of set him back. And I guess as a guy who's had his own struggles with injuries a little bit, you know, what, how do you get through that, and how do you push through that adversity to get back to where he is now?
Yeah, it's just it just takes a strong, positive attitude. You know, just go from day to day, just getting a little bit better at a time. Nolan's done that, and I've done that, and so it just makes you a better person in the long run.
Okay, and I guess, you know, when you're on the training table and in rehab, what are the things that go through your mind, especially when, you know, maybe you have a setback in rehab or something like that? What goes through your mind?
I mean, there's always those times of doubt. When you, you know, am I going to play again? Always. But like I said, it just takes a strong, positive mentality that, you know, you just got to have faith. Things are going to get better.
Is that mentality something that you always kind of seen in Nolan? Because you mentioned that you live with him and you've seen firsthand everything he's had to deal with.
Yeah, Nolan's a strong, strong guy. He has a strong work ethic, and I knew he was—he's always going to do. I knew he was going to do well recovering from it, so I had no worries about him.
I know you were just asked about the quarterbacks, but you see a guy like Benedict Mark that they have at running back who, you know, the second he sees a hole, like, he's fast enough that he can just run through and get a touchdown. How do you prepare for a running back like that has that sort of speed?
That's tough. Anytime a running back has great playmaking ability and great cutting, great vision, it's tough on me because, you know, you got to throw a guy and he might go the opposite of what you throw. So just got to focus on technique, getting the guy, throwing him off you, having a base under you so you can make the tackle.
Is there much, I know he played a little bit last year against you guys, but it was mainly personal. But when Coulter was in there, was there anything that you found that seemed to be effective against him whenever he was lining up, whether it be as a receiver or a quarterback?
That was a long time ago. It's been a while back, but basically just focus on containing him, just doing your assignment as an end, just making sure he doesn't get out. So.